Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
A person's voice is the first glimpse into their history. In diverse California, the state with the highest number of immigrants, their range of accents is broad. But there was only one accent I wanted, the Californian. Having lived in America since kindergarten, I thought I would have acquired a perfect Californian accent, which is to say, the mainstream official American accent. It's the popular dialect of Hollywood and one of the smoothest accents I've ever heard, so unlike my Korean language, characterized by sharp syllables and brisk pronunciation. Most probably don't see speaking with a local accent as anything special, yet to me, it was the golden dream of becoming American. All my dreams of living here wrapped in a neat package of simply mastering an accent. With so many different definitions for becoming American, I had chosen the simplest and often unobserved notion, my way of speaking. Though I've lived in California half of my life, my English is still marked by a stereotypical Asian accent. The unclear difference between L's and R's, as well as the blurred line between F's and P's, smudge my communication, especially when I'm emotional. My Korean holds a more dramatic grasp on my English when I'm nervous or angry. Articles like A's and the's go out the window. Singular and plural differentiations cease to exist. I'll say, I have many friend, and there's cat. When drops of my Korean trickled down into my English, I joke that I had a short tongue or was fresh off the boat, when on the inside I was dying. Articulate, eloquent communication is a necessary skill, and I thought my Korean made that unachievable. But over time, I've made my own peace. Perhaps it's the resignation that since I've been unable to speak orthodox Californian all these years, I most likely never will. Perhaps it's the resolve to embrace a part of my identity instead of trying to shake it. Maybe it's both. But the small details of my life, speaking Korean with family, listening to Korean music, texting in Korean with friends, have accumulated. Maybe someday I'll even hope to find my own accent charming. With a perspective, I'm Hannah Shin.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.